too much industrialized. Too much attention, it has been said, is given to the material side of life. Now it seems to me that I have as yet seen very little that need arouse our fears in that direction. I am not able to understand how a race that does not own a single steam railroad, that does not own a single streetcar line, that owns hardly a bank, that does not own a single block of houses in a large city, I am not able to understand how such a race as that is in danger of becoming materialized. When you get millions of dollars in banks, when you get millions of dollars invested in railroad stocks, when you get other millions invested in streetcar lines or in the control of large factories, great plantations, or in other great industrial enterprises in the South, then I shall say that there are signs of your becoming too materialistic, of your getting to be too rich. But I do not see any such signs yet. And until we do see such signs, we can rest ourselves in peace, I think, so far as that danger is concerned. But there is a certain influence of money that I do not think we emphasize enough. In the first place, the getting hold of money, the getting hold of a competency, ensures us the possession of certain influences that we can get in no other way. In order